This is Kelly Blewett. What does it mean to be a fast girl? When describing Susie Hamilton, a darling of the competitive running world during the 90s, words like speedy, relentless, and victorious come to mind, and rightly so. Hamilton rose through the ranks of college athletics, competed in the Olympics 3 times, and enjoyed sponsorship by major companies like Reebok, Disney, and Procter & Gamble. She devoted her 20s to athletic pursuit and accomplishment. Of course, the term fast girl has other connotations, of recklessly pursuing desire and even of sexual deviancy. In her memoir, titled Fast Girl, Hamilton plays on both sets of associations as she describes how undiagnosed mental illness fueled her running career and the secret life that followed. During her early 40s, Hamilton worked as a high-end escort in Las Vegas under the pseudonym Kelly. She was eventually outed by the website The Smoking Gun. Her memoir, following along the lines of classics like Kay Jamison's An Unquiet Mind, shows how illness shaped her story, both halves, as runner and as sexual escort. Though clearly uncomfortable with some of the choices she made while working in Las Vegas, chief among them leaving her longtime husband overwhelmed with both a business and a baby, Hamilton's desire to draw connections between the two phases of her life will appeal to readers who seek to understand the consequences of undiagnosed mental illness. By tracing the symptoms of manic states, such as sleeplessness, euphoria, hypersensitivity, increased desire, poor judgment, and boundless energy, to particular moments in her journey, Hamilton is doing the incredibly important work of making illness human, moving it from textbook to our lives. This is a courageous book. Hamilton's chapters move chronologically through time, opening with sensitive memories about her father and brother from childhood, both of whom she retrospectively perceives as suffering from manic depression. All three were in prime physical condition, fit, energetic, and lively, and all experienced the lure of frenzied energy that can lead to incomprehensible training schedules, wild fits of housework, or intense and sudden choices. The love and sensitivity with which Hamilton chronicles her family's story distinguishes this book, as does her genuine desire that those who suffer from mental illness find assistance. This fast girl takes readers on a roller coaster ride, knowing that for some, perhaps those she wishes to reach most, the unexpected curves and downhill rushes will feel all too familiar. By encouraging diagnosis and treatment, Hamilton reminds readers that the wild rides they simultaneously desire and fear can slow down, that the blurred faces on the side of the track can come back into focus, and, most importantly, that jumping off the ride is not the only way to make it stop. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.